today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today is Sunday, 17th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is today's special, and we'll listen to chapter Isra, verse 24.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
And lower to them the wing of humility out of mercy and say, My Lord, have mercy upon them as they brought me up when I was small.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In words and in deeds, try your best to be humble towards your parents. By the phrase, lower unto them the wing of humility, which is literally mentioned in the verses, the simile, which refers to making oneself in the utmost sense of submissive gentleness towards one's parents. It makes one recall a bird which opens up its wings to provide shelter for its offspring. The Almighty thus proclaims to cover your parents gently under your love and generosity by providing them with shelter and care as they provided you with shelter and care when you were little.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
And motherhood in Islam, our topic. With their unconditional love, tireless dedication, and boundless sacrifices, mothers shape a significant part of our lives and society. Mothers play a vital role in our communities. Their love, guidance, and resilience shape individuals and families and nurture the next generation into the leaders of tomorrow. In turn, mothers hold great importance in Islam. They are cherished and evaluated in their status, and the bond between a mother and her child is regarded as a reflection of Allah's mercy and love for His creation. Mothers serve as powerful role models for their children. They are not only the primary caregivers, but also the first teachers and guides in a child's life.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier. Special emphasis on role modeling of her character makes the sensitive and special periods of her life stand out as a role model for Muslim women. According to narrations, one day the Prophet of Islam asked his companions about the truth of women. And he asked, in what conditions is a woman closer to God? The companions did not answer. When Fatima sallallahu alayha heard this story, she said that the closest state of a woman to God is that she stay with her house and does not leave the house. And that was the time that the Holy Prophet said, Fatima is a part of my body. So the next example that we wanted to refer to is promoting the culture of chastity and hijab. One of the emphasized concepts in our society is hijab and chastity in the social scene and in dealing with men and non-mahrams.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
And on the continuation of today's special, we'll look at one of the qualities of a mother, that is sacrifice and dedication. A mother gives up a great deal for the sake of the child. She gives up her time, her sleep, her pleasures, to ensure that the child is all right. As Imam Zainul Abidin, Shia's fourth Imam, peace be upon him, says in his book, Risalatul Huquq, nobody comes even close to doing what a mother does for her child. That is why he says that it is only with help the Almighty that one can thank the mother for all her sacrifice and efforts. A good mother places the needs of the child, both physical and emotional needs, first. Women today are deluded by society into making their own careers and jobs more important than their homes. The home will always remain a woman's most valuable work, and that may require all types of sacrifices. It is not really a sacrifice, but is an investment which will reap great individuals.
I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny. You're my revenue. You're the reason that I breathe. You are all that I believe.
In this part, we get familiar with one of the tips for Muslim mother, and that is reading Quran in front of children. If you want your child to be a good and practicing Muslim, be a practicing Muslim mother on his or her front. Quran recitation is crucial for a Muslim mother to understand deen, her religion. If you make a constant habit of recitation the Quran and your child observes it, there is no chance he or she wouldn't show interest in what you are reading. But be mindful, habits are developed at early ages, so even your toddler doesn't get what you are reciting, but it's getting imprinted in his memory for afterward implementation.
One day, we've mentioned the story before. One day, a man, they come and they tell Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, there is a young man from the Muslims. He's dying. He's suffering. And he is in between life and in between death. So come, O Rasulullah, come and speak to this person. Come and try to get this person to say the Shahada. So Rasulullah comes and he speaks to the person, the young man. He's unable to speak. He's unable to answer. Sometimes some people, when they get close to death, that's it. They cannot speak. Their tongue is tied. So Rasulullah, he tries to find the problem. What is the source of the problem? He says, does this man have a mother? They tell him, yes. His mother is here. He asks her, he tells her, are you pleased with him? She pauses for a moment and then she says, no, I'm not pleased with him. Because he disrespects me. He talks back to me. He got married and he forgot all about me. And sometimes because of his wife, he puts me down. And he's been treating me like this for years now. Rasulullah tells her, that is the reason why he can't speak. You have to be pleased with him so that he will be able to say the Shahada. So the lady, she was very hurt. She says, no, Ya Rasulullah, I can't forgive him. Rasulullah tells her, if you do not forgive him, he will not be able to speak. She says, I can't forgive him. Then Rasulullah, he tells the Muslims, go and bring some wood. Go and bring some wood and light it on fire. They light it on fire. Then Rasulullah, he tells them, go and throw him in the fire. As soon as he said that, the mother, she said, Ya Rasulullah, what are you doing? You want to burn my son? He tells her, you, by not being pleased with him, he's going to go to a much more severe fire than the fire of this dunya. So she began to cry and she said, I will forgive him. I will forgive him, Ya Rasulullah. Of course, Rasulullah did not want to throw him in the fire. Rasulullah wanted to show her and show everyone that if your mother is angry with you, if your mother is upset with you, that is like being thrown in the fire. And she agreed. So then Rasulullah, he came to him and he tells him, repeat after me. Ya man yaqbalu al-yaseer wa ya'fu an al-kathir, iqbal minni al-yaseer wa'fu anni al-kathir. Oh, he who accepts the bare minimum, the qaleel, and he forgives the many faults that we have, forgive me for the faults and accept the little that I have offered. He began to say that, and then he was able to say his shahada. He was able to say his shahada, and then he passed away.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي